the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the Love Truth Show, the Love Truth Ministry. I would like to take time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for his blessings and opportunities. I thank my listening audience and for taking the time to listen to my show. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform. Today's topic will continue from last week, what God loves means to me. What God loves means to me. Sounding the alarm. Sounding the alarm. All God people. Yes, sounding the alarm. We must stay in God's hand. So I'm going to open up this phrase with a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne. The Love Truth Ministry audience, the Blog Talk Network, Blog Talk Radio audience, and all of your children, God. I come to you today and say thank you again for this platform. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for your beautiful skies, and thank you for the warm weather. Thank you, God. Thank you for life and life more abundantly. I send and ask you to bring comfort and peace to people who suffered this week due to the hurricane down in Texas, as well as people who have loved ones who have lost people this week. I had some loved ones who lost their uncles, church members who lost loved ones, and people around the world who lost somebody. Give them comfort. Only you can, Holy Spirit. Only you can. I ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks, receive. And he that seeketh, find. And to him that knock, it shall be opened. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. By me knowing I can ask and I will receive, I claim victory. That's victory you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I receive that victory. And I say to the listening audience, receive your victory by first having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Ask him to your heart to be your Lord and Savior if you have not done so yet. First important thing, you have to believe there's a God. You didn't wake your own self this morning. You didn't cause your own self to breathe. God wants you to this radio show. God woke you up this morning. So I would say to you first, as I point you to Jesus, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's beautiful. Just look at it again. That if you who have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, listen right carefully. If you have, keep these facts in your heart, these truths in your heart. That if you confess, for those who are about to confess and those who already confess with your heart, with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart. Your heart, you put your hand on your over your chest, but your heart. Something in your head, do we consider that as part of your heart team? You know, we're talking about the heart with the blood pump. But the brain, those cells that God gave you to think, the central nervous system, that filter and send signals to your brain, the control center of your mind. Believe in your heart that God has raised them from the dead. You will be saved. There's no doubt about it. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are saved. There's nothing you can do that can take you out of God's hand. You can do things to prevent blessings. You can throw opportunities to come your way because you reap what you sow. And what you sow, you shall reap. Okay? And you don't want to reap. Because you sow something wrong. If you don't sow to God, you're answering to your heart, you will be doing some weeping at the end of time. So for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You have to confess it. People have a problem confessing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They confess who their basketball star happened to be, the entertainer, whoever the famous entertainer happened to be, they love their music, the instrument they play, maybe their favorite teacher, maybe their doctor, maybe some hobby they have. But when they want to come to God, they shut their mouth off. Or they just say God in general term, but they won't say Jesus. They may say Lord, but they won't say Jesus. You got to be careful with the word Lord. Because, you know, you say Lord of Baltimore. You got the street called that, you know. Person who had land here in Baltimore, you know, Lord of Baltimore. Somebody got power with somebody. But we talking about Lord, the King of Kings, Prince of Peace, the one gave you breath, the one who woke you up, the one who created you. So reverence him. We ask people to reverence us, to respect us, to give us standing ovation, to recognize us on a job, recognize us when it's time to graduate. So many when our children to graduate, to respect us and recognize us. You want people to realize who you are, what you're doing. Most important person, most important source, most important divine one you can reverence and respect is God. And by doing that, by receiving his perfect gift, and that is Jesus Christ. Again, I say the topic today is what God loves mean to me. He sent me himself clothed in human flesh, sinless, perfect. He loved me. He came to let me know I love you so much that I step out of eternity into time for you. Because I own eternity and time. I own the natural realm and I own the spiritual realm. So we, as God's children, have to recognize that. We did not wake ourselves up. We did not create our own selves. Even though God put two people together, a part of his process of blessing that seed to the water, and his process of watering that seed and nurturing that seed, it started from him. Before the foundation of the world, God created you. He thought of you. He knew who your parents was going to be, who your sisters, your brother, your nieces and nephews, your aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, acquaintances, the people you don't like that you call your enemies. The true enemy is the devil. Even though we know that some people act like the devil sometimes. That's why God said pray for your enemies. Because he ain't talking about praying for the devil. He's talking about praying for the people who lost. People who say they love Jesus Christ, but at the same time they got the hand on the rear button ready to hit it, to blow people off the face of the earth, regardless where they at in the world. Regardless they in China or sitting at the White House. To have the love of God in your heart, your soul and your spirit. You have to love everyone. True love. That means you don't have time to have enemies because you're so busy trying to do the God's will. You want to reverence God, and by reverence God, you're going to show love. You can't say you love God, then want to destroy his people because you don't like how they dress. You don't like what they look like. You don't like the complexion of their skin, the pigmentation of their skin. You don't like the language they speak. You don't even like the religion they speak. God said true relationships start with him. And once we realize that, no human attack a person, regardless, we know as born-again believers that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But we have to remember, only way we can share with others who God happens to be, we have to represent love. We can't want to blow them off the face of the earth. But Jesus came into town. He didn't want, God said, love the world. He sent his only begotten son, not to destroy the world, but to save us. He could have said, like Noah's time, he destroyed the earth, but he said, we're going to do it ourselves. We're doing ourselves so great by not receiving him or wanting to destroy the earth in so many different forms of fashion. God loves you. He came for you. He came to show you the way. He came to show you the way. Jesus came to show you God's love, his perfect love, his perfect will. He didn't walk around and say, condemning you, and say, he could have just walked and say, boom, boom, every sinner he came across wouldn't be nobody. But he came to show people love so they can turn from their ratchet, wicked ways and follow him. Be thirsty for God. Be thirsty for truth. And realize you're on this earth to be an example of God's love, to fellowship, to lift his holy name up. If you don't like the person, pray for them. Even those who are not of Christian belief, if you have a problem with somebody because they not your faith, then if you believe you serve the one true living God, it's only one God, if you truly believe that, ask God. Pray for the person. Ask God to show you the truth. Show God, ask God, God, how do I have a personal relationship with you? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Remember that, y'all. His mercy endures forever. In Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. The word is Jesus. He give you life. He give you joy. He give you light. He bring out the darkness, and he lets you see the truth. The truth, you're not going to like the truth. When sometimes people, when the truth hits you right in your face, you're like, oh, my God. But it's good. Because if you're doing something that's not pleasing to God, I ain't talking about man. Because man can have problems no matter what you do. You can go out the house, and you can be dressed up, looking beautiful or handsome, and someone's going to have an issue with it. They're going to say you're a heathen because you're wearing makeup, or your hair is long, or you got a wig on the head, or you got red lipstick on, you got red bottom shoes on, or you live in poverty. You're not this race. You're not that. All that man stuff. That comes from the devil. That's why. So the number of the beast is six, right? Then the number of days of man is six. So Jesus came in the flesh as a man. All God, all power in his hand. The devil comes in the flesh. All wickedness in his hand, right? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But life and death in the tongue. So we have to speak life over ourselves, over our loved ones, over friends, acquaintances, over our nation, over the world, not just the United States of America, over the entire universe. Things seen and unseen, things in the natural and the supernatural. Ask God to reveal the truth to you. Ask God to cover you in the natural and the supernatural when you are awoke and when you are asleep. But trust me, y'all, we have things around us we do not see. If we see it, probably just die. Or, you know, it just freak you out. You know, I love when I see movies and they show mystery things you can't see. And too many times people think, oh, it's just a movie. But they probably people are form of prophecy, God is real, and they put in a movie and they use it for fun and entertainment. But they probably warning people, look, We're not in this world by ourselves. So they put it in a movie, in a production, that in a form that you can taste it and eat it and enjoy it, where you can say, okay. So when people talk about stuff in the supernatural, people thinking that you're either freaking them out, they don't want to believe it. Everything you see is not real. A lot of times we live in illusion. Everything looks perfect. It's not. What you think you don't see, it's right there in front of your face. Like people say, your blessing's on the way. I mean, it's right there. When you ask, God said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Not that you be open to you. You have it. Once you ask and believe it, it's there. With timing that if it, that you actually comes in from the natural, supernatural into the natural realm where it's actually in your hand or right in front of your eyes or come to your mind. Because some things, you know, ideas and thoughts God gave you, it's waiting for this process. It may be nothing you doing. Sometimes people saying you blocking your blessing or you speaking this out or you're not doing something in correct order. It's God will when things come to pass. And sometimes your process you go through, it may frustrate you. He let you know it's his perfect timing. You know, when God created the earth 6 days, right? Well, like 5 days, because the 6 day he was man, and then the 7th day he was complete, everything was finished. So, and it say, you know, 1,000 years equal to 1 day. So I was like, well, what, maybe 7 days equal to 7,000 years. I'm just, that's me. But we know God can do things, I guess. It might not be like that, but just imagine. Things take a process. When you go to school and you learn, it takes a process. Some people can take something and they're genius and they zoop. I mean, everything you learn from elementary to college, some people have it before they come out of elementary school. Double time, you know. So, what God loves mean to me. What I'd like y'all to do, just sit back for a minute, and I want you to take a deep breath so you know and breathe it out. Do it 5 times, and then after you do that, give me a moment. I have to take care of something. Then I want you to just think to yourself what God loves mean to you, and I'll be right back. The Love Truth Show. Yes, what God loves mean to you. Hopefully you got a pencil and paper where you take notes for your own self. What God loves mean to you. Again, like I say, the word, his word is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Throughout this show, I hope you take time to really think. If there wasn't God, it would be, oof, what a world we'd be living in. And then we die and just no more existence. The people wouldn't be thinking about, well, I think some people will be. A godly person, they still want to do the right thing, live a loving life. Evil people, they get evil. Well, I'm going to ask and pray that, first of all, that the President of the United States and the Presidents and the leaders around the world, regardless of what their title might be, to just ask themselves if they believe there is a God, what the God love means to them, and how God wants them to reflect that love to the world. They're in a good position to make a difference around the world. Make a difference in their own home. Make a difference in their nation. Not hatred, not bigotry. And now, you know, I don't like nobody because they got long hair and short hair. And then within a family, people have problems. Light skin, dark, different shades, you know. Long hair, short hair, curly hair, crippy hair. Hair texture a little more tighter. And some hair a little more smoother. You know, the different textures of the hair. And people, it's beautiful. God made us so unique around the globe. Beautiful people. God is you. got brown skin, yellow skin, red skin, white skin, or black skin. Beautiful people. Girl, your eyes, big eyes, slanted eyes, whatever type of eyes. Narrow nose, wide nose, big lips, with even slim lips. Beautiful people, regardless of your size. Now, God wants us to be healthy, but God still loves us. Stop putting man ideas on the world and how God defined the world. God defined the world by how tall and short He created us. He wants us to live in harmony, live in love, live in peace. Not harmony forsaking Him. You know, people say we want to be, forget what's going on in the world, sin. You know, sin, you can commit all the sin you want to, oh, He's going to love you. Now, I'm going to love you, but I hate sin. God loves all of us, but He hates sin. We cannot forget that. Now, some things I'm going to say, some people are not going to like, but that's all right if you have a problem with it. All sin, whatever, anything to go against the world, girl, my family's going to say it again, anything that you know, not what man's saying, it is in the Word. Some of y'all don't want to read this, the Bible is the Word. Some people got a problem because it's the King James Version. I understand. But we take King James' name off it and and think about who God put. God used men, the Holy Spirit, is who direct men what to write in the Bible. And at the end of the last chapter, last book in the Bible, it says, if you add to my Bible, my word, or you take from it, you'll be penalized. I mean, some people, back in the day, two people might do it now, they'll be right category, it's good to read the Bible for yourself and get into the word. Because time is changing. You might go to the Bible and you think, oh, you got a Bible in the house. They might change to this scripture ain't nothing like the old pages. And we also they change in language. So I think it's very important to know the original language that the Bible was written in, the true original language. That's what people say. Because I don't think, and I'm a true being, I'm born again, and I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe God spoke to all His people. We all. I don't think He just spoke to the Jewish nation. I don't think that. I think they was one of the people he used to show us His will, His way, but I do not think they was the only folks He spoke to. That's like, I don't think when they put down, they talking about Egyptians, like we was terrible people, and they don't want to acknowledge that Africans were Egyptians, and then you got people look, African Egyptians look totally different than the original African people. And then, I mean, to give me, if my history wrong for those African Americans who know the history of us, I'm going to ask nobody else because some of y'all might want to tell us the truth and know our history and know that to be the truth, but y'all who like to water it down don't want to acknowledge it. I'm talking to the ones who know it, who want to make sure we know it, our history. When they've shown that everything that took place in Egyptian, in Egypt, man, those things, if it happened, it was all the generation of Egyptians. I'm not saying we were perfect, because I'm sure every nation had people to commit some type of sin against God. I'm not going to say all, most, probably. I'm not going to smile. I can't seem to say most, because it might be a nation out here who really did everything according to the will of God. So that's why God came after the Jewish nation and spoke to Israel. Right? The Jewish people and the Israel nation to let them know this is what I need you to do. And somebody might be on Jewish may be offended, and you shouldn't be offended. Don't get offended of a movie talking about the life of Jesus and say that He was crucified. Y'all did take Him, but He came and gave His life for us. We are, every part of looking at earth, action, part of Him being nailed to the cross. That's what the representation, but He came to His own. So with that said, it says, if any man should take away from the word of the book, this is Revelation 22:19, of the book of this prophecy, God should take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. So come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So we want Jesus to come back. We want the truth. So I'm, you know, pray that this book truth and ask for the rest of the Holy Spirit. But I think we all have to be mindful of that. People like to change history and change the truth, and they've been passed down generation after generation after generation. And, you know, books been destroyed in what they call the Dark Ages. There you go, you know, tunes been, people been going to grave sites, stealing from grave sites to put it in museums, and but then they changed, still changing history, but they put it in museums. So we have to be mindful and ask God for the truth. Now, what God loves means to me is me. I can go to Him. He's pleased when we seek Him, when we desire to know Him, desire to be in His presence, desire to know His word, desire to walk in His love. Because to love God means you have to love others. You have to love Him, but you have to show that you love Him. You have to love the person down the street. You have to love the people who is incarcerated. You have to love the people and who's of a Buddhist faith or the Muslim faith. You're not a faith out here. You have to love all the people in the different parts of the Christian faith, you know. You got some people say, oh, I'm Catholic. Some else say, well, I go to this faith. I'm this. No, if you believe in Jesus Christ, why are we battling? Okay. No, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's why some people don't like saying the word Christian. Because Christians, sometimes we attack one another, and we shouldn't. Oh, okay. My time went so fast, Lord. So I'm going to share with you next time. I know I went off a little bit. Well, I'm going to tell you still something about how God loves me to me. So I want to end this broadcast and let y'all know that Jesus loves y'all. And just to ask Him what it is to be in relation with Him. And that's by asking Jesus Christ into his heart. But I don't want you to take my word. I want you to ask God, who is Jesus? Who is He to? Okay. As if you go to my page, www.lovetruthministry.com, you learn more about me. People have a gift to give to you. Go to, on there, you can see the vortex slide down. Put your name, email, sister, character, password, no symbol. Hit the orange button, and then go to your email to confirm it, and you will save on your travel. Hotels, they call it, winter cruises, you name it. Check us out. And or you can punch in www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. I also take money up, raising money for two people who are sick, my brother going out for cancer, raising money for his hospital bill and transportation. He's going to the Cancer Center of America in Chicago today. So please go and check that out. And my niece Sunshine raising money for her to get a quadricycle. Again, you can check me out at www.lovetruthministry.com or go to my email and check me out. God bless everyone.